You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Oklahoma-born musician Parker Millsap performs in Wichita tomorrow evening, supporting his new album, Other Arrangements. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Millsap about his roots and his recent record.
Tell me a little bit about how this record differed from the ones that you had done before.
A lot of the songs were kind of more based around, like, guitar. On previous records, I mean, I wrote the songs playing guitar, but I was maybe more focused on, like, telling stories specifically. A lot of the ideas started as, like, you know, musical guitar ideas rather than an idea for a character or a chorus.
The record never does the sort of expected things. Like, I mean, if there's a mood like a soul song, it doesn't really develop necessarily in the way one might typically expect a soul song. Were you kind of conscious of that in the writing process?
Maybe a little bit, but a lot of that stuff happens when you go to actually record the song. I record with my dudes that I've recorded with for a long time, I've been playing with for a long time, but they kind of know what I like to hear. And they also have great taste, and I think they all lean away from, you know, like you're saying, if it's a soul song, we all would probably shy away from, like, let's put horns on it and B3 organ. Like, we're more likely to be like, okay, well, let's fill that space with guitar and violin. I was lost, cursing everything that I come across. I was wounded, I was weak, I didn't realize I needed a drink. Your water, it floods my memory and it quenches my soul. You're from Purcell, which is, tell me a little bit about kind of growing up there and starting to make music there, because that would maybe not be the first place that somebody would think of as a kind of hotbed for music in Oklahoma. Well, it's really not. It's a small town. I mean, you're in Wichita. You know, any town like 30 minutes outside of Wichita probably feels about like Purcell does, you know, 30 minutes outside of Oklahoma City. There wasn't a lot to do unless you played sports. After a certain point, I realized that wasn't my bag. So I had lots of free time to just play guitar, and I happened to find another kind of kindred spirit in high school named Mike Rose, who still plays bass with me today. We've been playing together for like over 10 years now. So really, me and him in high school started gigging as much as we could as high schoolers. Yeah, I just started writing more and more songs, and we tried to book more and more shows, and really grown, at a pretty steady pace, I guess, since I was about 19 or so. She's the saint that I pray to. She don't wait. She gets me straight through. Where were some of the first places that you started playing? Did you do a lot of, like, Norman and Stillwater shows? Yeah, but most of my first musical experiences were actually in church. I grew up in Pentecostal church, so, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, I was hearing gospel music, and then as soon as I could, you know, play four chords and work a capo, they let me go down front and, like, play along with the other guitar players in church. So most of my musical experience prior to age 14 was in church.
Was there ever any sort of, you know, family conflict over, you know, sort of leaving church and going to play, like, in bars and things like that?
Not really at all, actually. My parents are really supportive. They're big music fans. They don't like only listen to Christian music or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination. They have, you know, really wide variety of tastes, and my whole childhood they were feeding me really cool records. Looking back now, like, I just thought, well, these are the records that people listen to. But looking back, like, oh, not many 6-year-olds got to listen to, you know, Ry Cooder or John Lee Hooker.
Thank you. you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the sort of early days of gigging. And as that was happening, were you kind of like aware of people like Turnpike Troubadours or John Moreland, people who were also kind of coming out of the state? Did you cross paths with those people a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. Oklahoma is a kind of a small scene. Like, everybody knows each other. All the weirdos found each other. So, yeah, I was aware of Fulbright and Moreland and the Troubadours and Travis Linville, and there's Samantha Crane and J.D. McPherson. For me, that was a big kind of like a this is possible. Once I met a few people who were playing music and didn't have to, you know, work at, I don't know, driving a forklift or something on top of that, those folks kind of helped me realize, like, oh, it's possible to make a living doing this and to be a musician from Oklahoma. Because I didn't really know any growing up.
But I want to thank you for your time, Parker. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.